there's always the dimension of the sacred that comes into this world through death. And I'm not denying that death is also sad on the level of form, that tears may happen when a form dissolves. And yet, whenever a form dissolves, there is suddenly that space that is beyond form. It's like a little opening of space appearing in the fabric of existence that before was so neatly arranged. My house, my living room, every item of furniture was in its place. And one day I come home and it's collapsed. Where there was a house, there's an empty space. That's a form of death too. And when it's not resisted through running away internally into future, into some thought, some new thoughts to explain it all, when my explanations, okay, there must be some explanation. Just be with it. Surrender to the factor of death, no matter in what form it comes. Because it'll come. It comes all the time in one form or another. How can you be in this world without encountering death? And if is death the dreadful thing that it's made out to be on one level? Yes, it is very sad. There is pain, perhaps emotional pain. But if you are in touch with who you are beyond thought, you will encounter the strange phenomenon of sensing peace underneath the emotion, which may be pain. So in any kind of death, a form dissolves, and for a moment there's an opening into the formless, the unconditioned consciousness, which is sacred, shines through. But you need to allow it internally. When we are all conditioned into believing that it is the most dreadful thing and a terrible injustice that there should be such a thing as death, the fact is, there is. And so, ancient cultures that were still in touch, they were not, where people were not so completely absorbed in thought, they could sense that the sacredness of death. And there are always signs of respect whenever a person dies. In more ancient cultures, people would feel very reverent suddenly. They might have hated that person who suddenly died, and yet the moment this person dies, they show great respect, and they take off their hat, make the sign of the cross, and are very quiet and whisper, as if in the presence of something, some great mystery, which is the truth. They are in the presence of a great mystery. But it's not hidden as it is in Western civilization. Death is denied, that no dead body must ever be seen unless you're a close relative. Don't look at death. In ancient cultures, you see the dead body. So